Allah sees your pain. He knows the heaviness in your heart, the tears that fall when no one else is around, and the prayers you make in the quiet of the night. He knows the struggles you're enduring, the weight you carry that feels too much to bear. You are not forgotten, and you are not alone. Allah tells us in the Quran, and we have already created man and know what his soul whispers to him, and we are closer to him than his jugular vein. This closeness of Allah means he is aware of everything you feel, even the thoughts you can't express. He knows the words you want to say but cannot. When you cry out to him in your weakest moments, understand that you are turning to the one who hears every whisper, every sigh, and every unspoken plea. Allah does not let a single tear fall without reason. Every hardship you face has a purpose, even if you cannot see it now. He reminds us in the Quran, perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you, and Allah knows, while you know not. Sometimes the pain you feel is a means to purify your heart, to bring you closer to Allah, or to prepare you for something greater. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no fatigue, disease, sorrow, sadness, hurt, or distress befalls a Muslim, even if it were the prick he receives from a thorn, but that Allah expiates some of his sins for it. Every tear you shed, every moment of struggle, is a means of cleansing your soul and elevating your status in the sight of Allah. Your pain is not wasted, and your cries do not go unheard. And Allah in His mercy promises that relief will follow hardship. He says, so, verily, with hardship, there is ease. Verily, with hardship, there is ease. Not once, but twice, Allah assures us that ease will come. Whatever difficulty you are facing now, know that it is temporary. The darkness will pass, and Allah will bring light to your heart once more. Just as every storm eventually ends, your trials will also give way to peace. When you cry out to Allah, you are placing your trust in the one who is capable of all things. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is shy and generous. If his servant raises his hands to him, he becomes shy to return them empty. Our minds cannot grasp the depth of this kindness. How fortunate, how truly privileged we are to have a Lord who loves us so much, who invites us to call upon him, who promises not to turn us away. This is a love and mercy beyond what the human heart can comprehend. Your du'as are not ignored. Your pain is not forgotten. Allah is preparing something for you, something better than you can imagine. Perhaps it is healing. Perhaps it is strength. Or perhaps it is the peace you've been longing for. Whatever it is, trust that Allah knows what is best for you. So keep turning to Him. Even if your voice trembles, keep raising your hands to Him. Even if your heart feels heavy, cry to Him, talk to Him, and know that He is listening. The one who created you loves you more than anyone ever could, and He will never abandon you. May Allah ease your burden, replace your sorrow with joy, and fill your heart with tranquility. May He make your trials a means of drawing closer to Him and grant you relief in this life and eternal happiness in the next.